Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, the anchor? Mission to enter the mothership, brother.
Ever heard a sports talk show like this before? Didn't think so.
What's going on, dirty, dirty?
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
DA, how you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Tuesday to you, boys and girls. I got one question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. We come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Coming up this hour, Zach Greinke sounding absolutely thrilled about joining the Astros. Or not. And Jody Mack starting to sound a little Jody Mack-ish yesterday here on the show.
Excuse me.
That's coming up as part of Soundcheck, your best audio of the day, in approximately 17 minutes from now. It's a Trash Tuesday, so we will read through your trashes. We just got done with ours. So hit us up on Twitter with those, DA on CBS, or on the phones at 855-212-4227. Before I get back to your trashes, I do just want to address the Tom Brady extension. I find it really interesting. Once again, Tom Brady, while getting a bump, getting a raise, ends up still making less than market value. $23 million for this season makes him the sixth highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Number six. Now, clearly, Tom Brady has done enough in his career to deserve being the number one highest paid quarterback. If you said, well, he's not in his prime anymore, that'd be, sure, part of it. But certainly Brady, in this era of skyrocketing quarterback salaries, deserves more than to be paid as the sixth highest paid quarterback in the NFL. But part of Brady's legacy has always been being okay with less than market value and allowing the Patriots to spend that money elsewhere. The Patriots have Tom Brady take less, and that allows them to spend on mid-level guys. This year, they've got Stephon Gilmore at $9 million, Michael Bennett at $6.5 million, Kyle Van Noy at $6.3 million, and Jason McCourty at $4.3 million. They've got Julian Edelman at $6 million and Daron Harmon at $4.8 million. I think about that middle class with the Patriots and think about what they all have in common. Veterans. This is a team to win right now. They know that as long as they have Tom Brady, they are in contention to win a Super Bowl. They know that without Tom Brady, everything gets reset. So they are surrounding him with the middle class that oftentimes has gone away around the NFL because you have to spend $30 million a year on your quarterback. It's why what the Dallas Cowboys are doing right now is a scary proposition, that they're going to give big-time deals to the quarterback and the running back and the wide receiver and the pass rusher and the offensive line. It means that you don't have depth with those the middle class of the roster, and that you have to essentially supplement the other parts of your team with guys on rookie deals. Really, really cheap labor with absolutely no depth on your roster. What Brady has done is allowed the Patriots to consistently spend on those mid-level guys. And obviously it's worked. Now, part of this you have to compliment Tom Brady on, because part of this is not, there's no ego here. Brady clearly does not need to be paid as the highest paid quarterback. That is obviously not something that he cares about. It's not a priority of his. It's not something he demands. He just doesn't care about it. And I give Tom Brady credit in that, from that standpoint. At no point in his career did he say, hey, man, I'm a winner, and I want to be paid like that. I can't have Matthew Stafford make more than me. I can't have Aaron Rodgers make more than me. I can't have Ben Roethlisberger or Matt Ryan make more than me, or now Russell Wilson. That ain't going to happen. I give Brady all the credit for not caring about that. But there's also a shell game going on with the Patriots' finances here. Because as I brought up with Will Brinson, and he actually brought up without even me having to do so, there are a couple of inherent advantages that Tom Brady makes money on by being with the Patriots. Number one, by being with the Patriots and being a winner, it enhances all of his business interests. Whatever he decides to do post-career, and seems pretty obvious, part of that's going to be the TB12 method. Well, he's only going to make more money and have more inherent value in his business about health, wellness, winning, etc. by winning. If he takes the highest bidder and becomes a Viking, or takes the most money and goes to the Raiders, or makes $40 million a year and goes to the Jaguars, but doesn't win anything, it doesn't inherently help that brand. So that's part of this. But again, he's a big part of the success of the Patriots, so that's not necessarily fair. One of the other items of Brady being willing to take less is that we have no idea how much of a role he will play within the Patriots organization after he retires. There is nothing stopping the Kraft family, who absolutely love Tom Brady like a son, from paying him $20 million in perpetuity to be an ambassador on the team. Nobody can stop them. It's not against the salary cap. You can do whatever you want financially with paying coaches and front office members. Tom Brady can be a special advisor to the New England Patriots, making $20 million for the next 30 years. They could absolutely do that. And again, Robert Kraft and Jonathan Kraft are on record as saying, we don't want Tom Brady ever leaving the New England Patriots. He is here. And this was the clash of Belichick going, I'm trying to win football games. I don't care if you guys love this guy as a friend, as a brother, as a comrade, as a son. I don't care. I'm trying to win games. And Jimmy Garoppolo gives me a better chance of winning games down the road. Ultimately, Belichick looks wrong in that assessment, but at least for now. But the Kravs can do whatever they want. The Kravs have a billion-dollar portfolio of businesses outside of the Patriots. They are not the Kraft Cheese Company. They're the Kraft Paper Company, but they have their hands in everything in New England and other places. Nobody can stop them giving Tom Brady stocks. Nobody can stop them from giving Tom Brady ownership or CEO positions in multiple different companies, having his hands in their investments. It is distinctly possible Tom Brady, since like 2003, has been essentially riding their stock portfolio with his own, you know, money that he puts into it. Also, Tom Brady has a business on the ground at the stadium of Gillette Stadium. He has a business in the facility. Gillette Stadium, for those that don't know, is a stadium with a mall around it, an outdoor walking mall, and he has his TB12 facility there, which it's not just for the New England Patriots. Is there an inherent value there? What type of break is he getting on rent? What type of break is he getting on what they usually charge the Barnes & Noble or the sports bar, the Buffalo Wild Wings that's usually there? We have no idea. That's also not against the luxury tax. So my guess is that the Patriots have said, hey, you take less with this, we set you up other ways to make it up. And Tom Brady, to his credit, doesn't need to be the highest paid player out of ego. But you can't tell me that Tom Brady goes into negotiations every year and says, yeah, I'm worth less than Matthew Stafford. Just pay me like that. There's other stuff that's woven into Brady's income. So the only reason I bring this up is not to harangue on Brady, because you guys know where I stand on the Patriots and everything like that. It is only to point out that it is so overly simplistic when sports journalists and sports media and sports fans to a lesser degree genuflect at Tom Brady's altar for being such a great competitor. He just is willing to take less, and no, everybody else is more greedy than him. Everybody else is so much more greedy than Tom Brady because he has the big perspective. Man, believe me, he's also smart, and he has a wife that makes a lot of money. But he does not go into negotiations with Bill Belichick and go, yeah, I don't care. Pay me, like, less than everybody. Not a big deal. Just as long as you spend it on Stephon Gilmore, I'm fine. No, there are other inner workings at play where he knows he's being respected because you think he doesn't want to be valued by the organization the same way that the Falcons value Matt Ryan or the Lions value Matt Stafford or the Seahawks value Russell Wilson. Of course he wants to. Of course he demands it. It just happens in other ways. And it's the untold part of Brady always catching a break here, or giving them a break, I should say, is that there's other stuff that gets woven into his income with the Patriots. But it absolutely helps them remain winners. Brady cares about that. He's smart, I think, to care about that. And that's how this whole thing works. 855-212-4227. That's brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Geico.com. 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance on a trash Tuesday. Hurricane Jen is listing on her Albany, New York farm at radio.com. Good morning, Jen.
Hello?
Hi, Hurricane Jen. How you doing?
What do you mean Albany farm? That's funny.
Aren't you on a farm with chickens?
Actually, I'm not in Albany. I'm in Averill Park, which is a very nice area. And the next time you come here, DA, with your wife, we will go on a double date.
Oh.
And we will go to the Town Tavern, which is an awesome place where you can get good burgers or maybe some shrimp cocktail or something like that. But anyway, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I'm going to trash him first.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
You know, because I'm tired of him. And I'm a New York Jets fan. And I am so tired of Tom Brady and his robot, Mr. Kendall. You know, I mean, Ken Moore should just, I don't know what company it is, but they should just make a doll of him and just have it done, you know, and that's it. And another thing, I'm trashing you guys, and you know I love you, DA.
Yes.
You know I love you.
And I love you, too.
But now that I'm not on Twitter anymore, you know, I'm vain, sometimes naive, you know, but you have somebody, like, posing as me on one of the podcasts, and she's, like, passed out at her desk, which I can understand, because I do that sometimes, but she's long-haired with dark hair. I'm 5'2". I'm a redhead, and I weigh 115 pounds. Not even.
Now,
probably right now 112 pounds.
We have a pic.
I'm petite.
We have a picture of somebody on a podcast.
Yes, on one of the podcasts of me with, and I understand it because it was a couple years ago. But now I'm looking at it, you know. And back then I did have a stalker, so I thought that was cool, and I laugh at it sometimes, but I'm not dark-haired. I'm red-haired, and I have long red hair, and I'm very petite.
Fair enough.
And
now, I'll tell you this.
And I'm 5'2".
Yep.
And I'm a cute little wild redhead, and don't you forget that, DA.
I would
don't forget it.
No, I would never forget that. I will tell you, if you can just point out where that picture is, if that was from a couple of years ago, we will remove that. I'll scrub that and make sure that that picture's not up there anymore.
Well, I still want the podcast because, you know.
Yeah, we'll keep the podcast and up.
I'm because I do pass out at my desk drunk sometimes, but
sure.
That's besides the point.
Yeah.
And I want to do a shout-out to... Can I do a shout-out?
Yeah, please.
To all of the aliens that love me, especially Evan Curtis and some Rome clones that I love the most, you know, because I do love a few Rome clones, and we've had some Twitter affairs here and there, and I want to do a shout-out to them.
Don't cry.
Especially Kenny in SoCal.
Don't cry.
No. Why?
Well, I know
I can cry if I want.
I know, but when you get emotional on the show and you start talking about people that you love.
But I love you.
I know. I
and
love
I
you
love
too.
Your wife
thank
for
you.
Loving you.
Thank you.
Because you're the best man that I know.
Well, thank you very much.
You're
Jen.
A good man. And next time you come here, I want you to see me. You and your wife. I love you.
Love you too. Thanks so
Have
much.
Have a good day.
You too, Hurricane Jen. Well, that's an all-timer right there. That had it all, including Pete the Body Bilotti playing Barnyard Animal sound effects behind Hurricane Jen.
I wasn't playing anything.
I think I heard a monkey and a cat at one point.
Hi. All right. Well, we'll try to move on after that. We've got your best audio of the day coming up. Straight ahead, Zach Greinke sounding completely bored at his Astros introductory press conference and much more, plus your trashes. Straight ahead, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Hear the 12 DAs of Christmas as they happen.
Hi, honey.
I love you, DA. I love you, and I'm so proud of you, and I love you to death. I love you. You know what? I love you, and I'm so proud of you, and I love you to death. I just want to say that, and I am so proud of you, and I love United States of America.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The best is when Hurricane Jen just salutes the U.S. at the end of phone calls. 25 minutes past the hour. Thursday at 10:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Pacific, the globe's mightiest men muscle up and push themselves to their physical limits while testing their mental toughness. It's the 2019 Tachi Palace World's Strongest Man, only on the CBS Sports Network. CBS Sports Spectacular, yeah! Dixie Landan tweets, I am sitting here crying. Pete the Body, that was hilarious. I was like, is that a chicken, a pig, a cat? Then it hit me. Pete was going legendary status with the farmyard drops. Good God, somebody give this man a raise for that work of art. The Silver Fox tweets, Hurricane Jen is just the best. She is. And she's Hurricane Jen because she blows in like a hurricane, completely disorients you, and blows out. And you're like, what just happened? What just happened?
I promote music.
Mm-hmm. And now I know where I can get a good burger and shrimp cocktail with her. And who knows who else.
Hold on!
Jay in the 208 tweets, early in 2018, I trashed my brother-in-law for being fired for embezzlement where we both worked. Well, he was sentenced yesterday to 14 years in prison, 2 years fixed. Total was $115,000 embezzled. Hashtag get him out.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
Get him out. That makes for really awkward family reunions. Really awkward holidays. Brother-in-law thrown away for embezzling $115,000 at the same place you work.
That's a tough lunch break to swallow. But was that hashtag get him out, like get him out of prison?
No, I think Jay in the 208 wants him in prison.
So he wants him. So get him out. Well, get him in, he should say.
Yeah, right.
Get him in.
Who's picking up the check at that dinner?
It's get your best audio of the day.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
At the deadline, the Astros got the biggest fish. His name, Zach Greinke. Greinke obviously fired up to be an Astro.
Happy to be here, Houston. I mean, it's a pretty darn good team. Maybe best team I've played with. And I've been on some good teams. And, I mean, there's a good chance it's the best team, most talented team I've been on. So that's not easy to do.
Yeah, that was a fired up Zach Greinke. For those that haven't followed Greinke's career too closely, this is what he does all the time. You never know what he's thinking, how he's feeling, because he shows absolutely no cards. When he was just a youngster in Kansas City with the Royals, I'd interviewed him a number of times, long form of spring training, and they ended up becoming iconic interviews in DA show history. Because he was so deadpan, you didn't know what was going on behind his eyes. Like, what is going on in that brain of his? And I think in honor of Zach now being a member of the Astros and clearly being super fired up to be there, I think I might dust off some of the old clips because they're definitely worth it. I mean, I once talked to him about his passion for Chipotle burritos, in fact.
I'll drop dead! I will drop dead without those burritos!
And at the time, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston had broken up. And we discussed that. And I think it's worth dusting those off because Greinke is just unbelievable audio every time.
Happy to be here, Houston.
I don't really know what else to say. Jerry Jones, talk about fired up. This guy loves rookie running back Tony Pollard.
Well, they had him in there to really let him get all these reps that he possibly can. If he continues to, which he's got to, if he continues to get better and better and better, then I think you're going to see a guy that plays early for the Cowboys, Pollard.
This Pollard guy reminds me of a water bug on the lake. You just can't possibly catch him.
Pollard.
This Pollard kid. I forget his first name, but I see a lot of Emmett in him. A lot of Emmett. He reminds me of a water bug as a thunderstorm starts rolling over and lightning starts striking.
Pollard.
He just zips across that water and he goes one way, next way. He reminds me of a cicada. A six-year-old girl chases with a mason jar. As the Texas storm rolls over, that's how hard it is to catch him.
Pollard.
That Pollard kid.
That's such an old man, like a little verbal catch. I feel like they always end a story with, like, retelling you where. Like, it was hot that one time in Kansas. It was, like, 105 degrees in Kansas. He's really good, that Pollard kid. He's super fast. He can catch it. Pollard. Like he's remembering. He forgot who he started talking about, remembered it, said it again in case you also forgot it.
He definitely can't remember Tony Pollard's name.
Right.
But wants to keep pumping him up because of the Zeke holdout.
Yeah.
And so he has to keep saying it over. Is it Pollard, right?
He's going to be Dorsett soon, the way this is going. Reminds me of another Tony. Dorsett. That is Pollard.
I see a lot of Emmett and Tony. His name is it Pollard?
Yeah. Pollard.
Pollard. Pollard kid. A lot of
That's it.
Emmett Pollard is going we're talking about here.
Let me check my notes.
And yesterday, as I was out with it was an unprepared absence. And so late in the game, to try to get a substitute teacher here on the DA show, they called in the veteran righty out of the bullpen, Jody Mack, to step in. And it sounded like Jody Mack was doing relatively well yesterday. We have played clips of Jody Mack throughout the summer. Sounds like I think the dry air has dried him out and not a lot of black lung or mucus buildup, which is good. But the problem is he also did a show on Sunday, and it sounded like on Sunday perhaps he was starting to get a little sick again. Here, listen to his laugh as a caller calls in and tells him he hates the song Old Town Road.
I've got at least 25 years when you're in age.
Uh-oh, so you're...
I'm in my 80s.
I'm a youngster compared to you.
So I want to talk about music.
Okay.
Good music. That song, whatever they call it.
Old Town Road.
That's not music. That's noise. I want to talk about a man who was born...
Is that the horse from the song?
Wow, that laugh sounded like...
That's not a laugh.
That sounds like when hard rain presses against your window. When rain is coming in side to side in a really big storm, and it's just going right up against your window.
I want to talk about a man who was born...
I don't know, DA. I just started watching Stranger Things. That sounds like the monster in that show.
That might have been the scariest laugh ever from Jody Mack.
It should be noted multiple DA aliens pointed me in the direction of that audio, so they still have their ears out.
Oh, stop it.
Okay, so look, I don't know what happened on that show on Sunday. I find it interesting that an 85-year-old man felt compelled to call in to talk Old Town Road, Lil Nas X on CBS Sports Radio. I don't know what was being talked about at that point in time, but somehow Joni Mack had an 85-year-old guy call in and be like, yeah, I want to talk a Lil Nas X. I don't like that music. It's noise. Like, what could they have been? They definitely weren't talking about Freddie Kitchens.
I know what they were talking
about.
Over the weekend, Lil Nas X's Old Town Road became the most popular song of all time, most consecutive weeks at number one ever on the Billboard charts. Jody Mack did an entire segment on Sunday saying how he doesn't understand how a song that bad could pass anything the Beatles did.
Okay, so pretty solid sports takes there.
Well, he just got done breaking down the Pac 8, so...
Jody Mack had made his predictions on early Sunday, the first hour, the NFL AFL championship odds. And also, this guy is called in way older than you are. Maybe not. I don't think we really know how old Jody Mack is.
And I'm going to be a crotchety old you know what if I last another 40 years.
Jody's like when El Duque came to the Yankees. Who knows how old he is?
No, I forgot. I didn't tell you guys this. After Friday's show.
He has no birth certificate because they didn't do those back then.
After Friday's show, Jody told me and Tom DiBenedetto in the newsroom how him and his college buddy was dating someone that was
in the roaring 20s.
Friends with Elle McPherson. And she tried to get a date through them with Elle McPherson. So Jody, I guess, is older than Elle McPherson by a little bit, but in that same age bracket.
Well, I would have guessed Jody Mack was more of a peer of like Marilyn Monroe.
Jefferson. Big Betty Boop fan.
Yes, I thought he would have been a peer of Betty Davis.
Honest Abe.
That Abe was a lucky guy.
I remember my friend in college trying to hook me up with Mary Lincoln.
You often went to the theater all the time.
I tried to hook up with Eleanor Roosevelt. You young buck. Can we play that laugh one more time? That laugh is a crazy, crazy sound.
I want to talk about a man who was born.
Sounded like when your car won't turn over when the alternator's going.
Oh my god, that sounds terrible. That sounds like an experiment that
everyone Jody grew up with died from that infection. He's still fighting it.
Before we had a cure for typhoid, it hit Jody Mack on the Oregon Trail.
I think it's like the episode of Seinfeld where Kramer has to take the dog medicine for kennel cough.
That's like a... Maybe Jody Mack...
That was a happy noise. He was starting to laugh.
Maybe Jody Mack's been working on radio so long, he's starting to sound like a radio. That's like...
AM static.
Yeah, that's AM radio static. Okay, let's turn the dial on this old radio. Oh, God. Oh, my God. We thought he was doing better.
Is he here this Friday again?
Let's hope.
Are you? Is he scheduled to be here Friday?
It's Handy Crash. It's okay. Handy Crash.
Because you guys get to sit here and be mean about him, but then you disappear on Friday when he walks in. I have to look at him like, do you know what we say about you Monday through Thursday or no?
He knows. He knows. When we come back here on the show, we'll get to your trashes on the old Twitter machine. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
We are the glitch in the simulation.
These bots can be destroyed and crashed in seconds. A lot of them have fire and flame and the ability to flip their opponents.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
45 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. And a happy Trash Tuesday to you. I want to read through more of your trashes here on the old Twitter machine, DA on CBS. Brian tweets, I'm trashing Jody Mack for trying to start that 1805 steam-powered lawnmower while running a cappuccino machine and spreading the bubonic plague in the studio during that phone call. Hashtag give Smuckers his medicine back.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
Hemsky in Tucson tweets, DA, that laugh from Jody Mack sounds like the tool the dentist uses to suck excess saliva out of your mouth. Kaz in Wisco tweets, Jody Mack sounds like my lawnmower starting up. Clearly something lodged in the intake in there. Upside Down Mike says that laugh sounds like a pig snorting. Senor Pantleg tweets, can we confirm it's Hurricane Jen, as in Jennifer, or Hurricane Jin, as in hammered by breakfast time? AZ and Wisco tweets, I'm trashing my buddies from Kansas City who can't stop dropping the F-bomb around our kids. Hashtag Trash Tuesday.
Let's face it, that's straight trash.
Team NC tweets, can that manscaping live read be nominated for the 12 DAs of Christmas? Hashtag ball deodorant. It can be nominated. I will tell you, Mraz just counted them up. And we've got 26 candidates right now for the 12 DAs of Christmas, and we just hit August. So we are easily going to be in the 30s for strong candidates, and we are very, very strict about who gets in to even the discussion because we don't want to flood the waters. But we do believe that this could be one of the deepest classes in DA show history.
It's going to be like the Centennial Hall of Fame next year. More people than we can fit in. Maybe we do more than four out.
Yeah, like first eight out or something. Maybe we even have to have like a NIT of the 12 DAs.
Whoa! Now wait a minute.
Now wait a minute.
Now wait a minute.
The Silver Fox tweets, well, now I have to get the Lawnmower 2.0. Can I get it engraved with a Mothership logo? Whenever I'm trimming the hedges, I'll be thinking about you, DA. Hashtag, now wait a minute.
Now wait a minute.
That sounds like the lawnmower. Scott tweets, I'm trashing the preseason college football pools. Why do you have my favorite team, UCF, at 17? We should be inside the top 15.
Stinky debris.
And by football pools, I think he means football poles. College football right around the corner. In fact, week zero is just a week away, 2 weeks away, so I'm ready to roll. We've got Sunday morning football returning this year. Sunday mornings beginning week one of the NFL season. But a programming note, we will be moving it 1 hour later. So it'll be 10 to noon. It used to be 9 to 11 Eastern, 10 to noon to push up against NFL Sunday morning pregame shows, which begin at noon Eastern time many places.
Dude.
Jason tweets, I'm trashing the Mets for getting the hopes up of fans, only to have their dreams crash and burn the last week of September.
Splash Brothers, more like the Trash Brothers.
I will say that I would much rather have my dreams crushed in the last week of September than have no baseball in August. So I will take being sucked in for the next 6 to 7 weeks. Jonathan tweets, wow, you guys didn't know that Mraz was in Ghostbusters? Hashtag how could it happen? And he includes a picture of the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
I used to be a Ghostbuster as a kid.
Paul tweets, I'm trashing the fat ass Mraz. Who the hell cuts wolf bait in the lazy river at a water park? Take your rotund ass to the bathroom, you Neanderthal. That's very aggressive, and I've never heard it called cutting wolf bait.
Fat.
That.
Me neither.
That. I don't know why it would be called that. Cut wolf bait?
Maybe that's the way to get wolves and attract them?
Maybe. Fat. Upside Down Mike tweets, I'm trashing Mraz for trashing the young girls of the water park. You know when your daughter is old enough, you'll be practicing with her like Kevin James with his son Chuck and Larry. Hashtag, it clears it.
Stinky debris.
It clears it. Center field. It clears it. Clears it.
Drenzito tweets, I have to instantly trash Mraz. What a clown. LeBron is the Terminator, bro.
Splash Brothers. More like the Trash Brothers.
You're going to get a LeBron is the Terminator.
Nate tweets, I can't wait to see Zion playing Rambo in 30 years.
There will be a remake of the Terminator within the next decade, and LeBron will be the star.
Very aggressive take there. Smoking hot certainty. LeBron's going to play the Terminator within 10 years. Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls, and it's exactly that. Mraz's prediction of LeBron and his future movie career.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
He's going to do movies like that. I think he's going to be an action movie guy.
No. You think action movie guy?
Yeah, I think he's going to have a, he's going to vary. He's done some of the comedy, but I think you'll see him muscular in some action movies, sure.
Like a Jim Brown Dirty Dozen type.
Yeah, or even, you know, a Schwarzenegger. Like, you make it LeBron the Terminator.
LeBron's not going to be the Terminator.
Why not? They redo all these other movies. You could totally see LeBron as the Terminator.
I'm a cybernetic organism, living tissue over a metal endoskeleton.
I think that's very key for the father's manifest.
I can't. I can.
LeBron is the Terminator?
Mark it down right
lasers
now.
Lasers coming out of his eyes?
There will be a remake of the Terminator within the next decade, and LeBron will be the star.
Oh, wow. That is the boldest take ever on this show.
35 years from now, you reprogrammed me to be your protector here.
Bothers me that I didn't make enough plays down the stretch.
Get more. This Saturday
look at
morning,
this. How
2 a.m.
many,
Eastern.
How many different remakes of these movies come out all the time? You're telling me when you get LeBron and he's a muscular dude like that, we're not going to get him in a Terminator?
No, we're not.
That's like the most obvious. You can see it coming a mile away.
How is it not Gronk? But Gronk jumping from like a moving train to a moving dump truck makes sense. Not LeBron.
Why? Have you seen the block? A couple years ago, the guy flies through the air.
He's not whether he can do it or not. It's whether he wants to.
My database does not encompass the dynamics of human peer bonding.
He will. LeBron will be the Terminator.
Not The Rock.
He will be the Terminator. Within the next decade, you will get a Terminator remix with LeBron as the star. He's already in L.A. We've already redone 100 movies and not the Terminator. It makes sense. It makes too much sense for you guys to mock me. This isn't Where Will the Salt Go. LeBron will be the Terminator.
I do not see a choice.
You know, of course this stuff bothers me.
I just love the idea that you've gotten that specific. Not like he might do action movies. He might be the A-Team. He might do Transformers. You're like, no, absolutely, he's the Terminator within 10 years.
We got a new Top Gun coming out. We got a new Ghostbusters coming out.
With Tom Cruise.
It's in your nature to destroy yourselves.
Not with Steve
Ghostbusters wasn't Bill Murray. I mean, come on here. You're going to get a LeBron as the Terminator and deal with it.
No, LeBron's doing buddy movies.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Really underrated line in there, Mraz, saying this isn't a where did the salt go. Like, that now has a phrase, that has a label. A where does the salt go is immediately rendered idiotic. This isn't one of those situations, guys. Robin the 321 tweets, I'm trashing the people who wear most expensive day ever shirts at Disney. Okay, we get it. You come to the happiest place on earth, and what do? Complain about it. Most annoying thing ever.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
Chris tweets, I'm trashing my parents for not teaching me the correct pronunciation of ramen noodles. and for letting me know that a shopping cart could actually be referred to as a buggy.
Splash Brothers, more like the Trash Brothers.
Kevin tweets, I'm trashing people who drive 40 miles an hour with their hazard lights on the freeway in the rain. Don't get on the freeway if you don't like driving in the rain.
Stinky debris.
Raymond Noodles. Jay tweets, I guess you guys haven't heard of John Gruden's new go-to running back, Raymond Noodles.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan at WatchDA.com. Thanks to Andrew Bogish on your headlines. It was good to be back here on the show, everybody. Thanks for being welcoming and having a good time on a Trash Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow. Ben Simmons on the show tomorrow. The Mothership Disconnect.
Where does the salt go?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.